I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You're listening to The National Obsession, and you find me flying solo. John is on holiday. And as massive idiot as I am, you find me currently at Woking FC, Lathwaite Stadium. I love the goals. I love the National League football. And I'll try and get here as much as I can. I'm here working for TalkSport this evening as a National League correspondent. Come to give a fan's eye view of what it's like to be back in the ground. And also talk about the Super League and what it's like to support your local club, which we all know is the best thing you can possibly do. So it's nice to be a bit strange to be here without John. But we are in the home side of Woking FC, which I have never been in before. I don't know if I'll ever be in it again. I've just been for a week, and Neil Ardley is here, the ex-Notts County manager, who Torquay have Saturday, so who knows what that is all about. Currently looking at Torquay United warming up and Woking warming up, and I'm opposite the scene of where we all went mad that time 2 years ago. Absolutely mental, weren't we? Absolutely brilliant. Danny Wright's in front of me, not warming up, which makes me think he's not playing. Which is a bit of a shame, isn't it? But he's here with the boys. That makes me think he's not playing. No, there we are. But also here with me is from the FSA and the FA and a regular contributor to the National Obsession podcast. It's Tom Greatrex. Tom Greatrex.
Good evening.
Good evening. We're in Woking. Have you been to Woking before?
I have. 1st of August, 1994. Woking won Fulham 0 in a pre-season friendly.
Oh. Thrashed. Was that when Fulham were in the lower leagues?
We were in League Two. We would not have quite made it to the heights of the National League's equivalent. We just missed out.
Only the special do. Only the best people do make it to those levels. You are a fans representative for the FA, Tom. How do you feel coming back into a ground? When was the last time you went to a football match?
Last time I went to a game was December. I think when we were allowed crowds in, Fulham against Liverpool, Craven Cottage, just before Christmas. And that's it. So this is the first time for a long time. I don't think I've been, 4 months, roughly? I don't think I've had as much of a gap between going to games as 4 months ever. Well, you know, not in my...
Yeah, and you aren't just, you work in football because you love it so much.
Oh, yeah, well, absolutely. That's the thing. Yeah, yeah. And it's just, it feels slightly strange, but exciting, to be here and actually sort
just
of being see
in
players
the, just being in a ground
and it's natural
up.
Ground,
It's comforting, isn't it?
And it's
Absolutely. You love football, this is one of the bits you love, isn't it?
It is, and it's you know, watching it on TV, it's just, it's not the same. But being here tonight, obviously for professional reasons.
In your position on the FSA, how much early notice do you get of when fans can be back in the ground? Are you involved in that decision? Or?
Well, we are, in terms of being consulted. We've got a meeting with the Premier League on Thursday this week about that. Preparations for late May, you know, if they get the go-ahead on the 10th of May is when the yes or no will be set, made for the 23rd and there for till the end of the season. But that will affect, I think, all elite football, so that includes National League, National League North and South for the last few games. So, you know, I'm very hopeful that we're in a position where we'll be able to have some crowds in and by the start of next season, proper crowds again.
Yeah. And I was thinking, this Super League thing, Tom, this whole Super League thing, clubs like Woking, clubs like Torquay United, clubs in the National League, smaller clubs, I'm not putting Fulham in that bracket, Tom. They will benefit from that. If this Super League thing happens, people are going to want to go to football that is local to them. And I think the only place you find that currently is in the National League and in lower and at lower league level.
I think there's a lot to be said for that. You've seen that with, you know, non-league day and stuff where people will go and watch a local non-league club. We saw it at the start of this season when you could go at lower level non-league games, but not league games. People were going along to watch, you know, teams near them.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's different. You know, I watch a team which sort of yo-yos between the Premier League and the Championship at the moment. And I quite like going to lower league football because the atmosphere is different. You know, it's much friendlier.
Yeah.
It's if it wasn't, you know, if it wasn't my team, I wouldn't be going to the team, you know, to that level. But I like going to lower league football because it's just, there's something more real about it.
Yeah.
And I think you're right. I think
that's
people
what's
more want to do that.
And we'll go.
Absolutely.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what we're going to have here tonight.
So I think we should have a good game.
A huge game that has become a derby, Tom. Woking be talking. I've told you so many times about Ben Winter's goal.
You have, yes.
From a long throw in,
yep.
I'm sure.
You have. I've listened to you talk about it plenty of times.
On
and Cairo.
On the ice, yeah. Exactly. Oh, yeah, well. All right, well, let's stop and wait for the game to start. Thank you, Tom. So we're here now with Andy Turner. He's the club secretary, Andy?
Company secretary, COVID officer, PA announcer.
Oh, the lot.
Exactly.
The lot at Woking FC. And you've been a fan for how long?
I've been watching Woking since the late 80s. So quite a long time now.
Ups and downs.
It started with a lot of ups.
Yeah.
And then it was a bit wavy in the middle.
Yeah.
And then it's been up and down since then. So this season, I suppose, unfortunately, you could say it's been a bit of a downer, but...
it's been tough, hasn't it? So.
To be perfectly honest, from a Woking point of view and from the board and everything, the importance of this season was to get to the end of it.
Yes, of course.
And still have a club.
Yeah.
And still be in the National League, which obviously...
Well, that's why you can understand some... Yeah. You know, I'm not sure whether I'd have stopped playing, but you can understand like Dover's position, can't you? Or I don't think I'd have stopped playing, but... You can understand not playing.
I can understand Dover's position to a certain extent, but I've argued with a lot of people who've got differing opinions. I don't think you can just like pull the pool bridge up and say we're not playing. You know, it's because if everybody else did that, then you'd be in a right mess.
Yeah.
You know, other clubs did continue using youth players. I know it makes a bit unskewed and everything, but I We all know Jim Palmer quite well, and you know he likes to make his point. So you know,
I think it's that thing of football without jeopardy as well has skewed the league, isn't it? Completely, you know.
Yes, yeah. I mean, you've got very much the little group at the bottom. We know they can't go down.
Yeah.
You know, we'll probably lose most of our remaining games. We've got a horrendous injury list now.
Right.
So we're dragging in lone players from where we can get them. We get dragging up youth academy players, which is good for them
because
they will get minutes, but the problem is you don't really want to suddenly put five academy players into straight away from the start of a match.
No,
because some of these sides we're playing are good sides, you know, and it won't necessarily do their confidence very good.
We saw that we've had a couple of players on loan from Premier League clubs,
yes,
and the under 23 guys. They don't play against men. They're not playing against men for 3 points, so they really struggled.
I mean, we've had quite a good selection of loanees from various clubs. Jack Marriott was here before, yeah. Obviously he's gone on to do the business for Derby and other clubs, yeah. Whatever. Billy Knott was here before, you know, when he had a reasonably good little period of a career. We've had some good, you know, some good players, and I actually think it's very good for the 18, 19 year olds and the under 23s for these Premier League and Football League clubs. Come and play here, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I think the under 23 leagues now, you know, the Premier League 2, etc., I think they're quite good and they're better than what was happening before. I think it does make it a more competitive match, but you're still playing, as you were saying, you know, under 23s against under 23s. Yeah. Here, some of them are coming up against hard and fast defenders who will give them a kick up the air, give you a kick in the back,
exactly.
You know, or if you're a defender, you're going to get an experienced forward who knows all the
backing
tricks.
Into, yeah.
So I think it's very good grounding for a lot of young players.
Who's the best team you've seen this season? You've been at most games, and a lot of fans haven't been.
I was impressed with Stockport. Although I think we did hand it to a little bit to them. Yeovil I was quite impressed with.
They had a good run, didn't they, in the middle?
I thought they looked better here when they were struggling a bit than when we played them down in Yeovil. Wrexham looked solid on Saturday. Notts County, I mean, there's some decent side. I haven't seen anybody exceptional.
No.
To be perfectly honest.
But it's been such a bitty season. It's so difficult, isn't it?
It has. You know, I think they've...
And full-time, how do you feel about going full-time? And you've got to make the club bigger, haven't you? Drive the club forward.
Well, we've been full-time before, and whether it worked or not is debatable. I think if you're full-time, you've got to fund it. You've got to have the right budget. You can't do full-time on the cheap.
Sure.
And I think we've tried to do that before. And John Katz, who's now, you know, coming in to take the running of the club, he appreciates that. So the budget we got for next season will be a competitive budget. It's not in the same as some of these other clubs, know. But it will be
about the team on the pitch, though, I think.
Well, it is, ultimately. And, you know, I talked to Alan Dowson quite a lot. And, you know, he tells me the players that he's looking at, the players that he's spoken to and, you know, has got gentlemen's agreements and all that.
Yeah.
And I think it sounds quite exciting for next season, you know. But as I said to him...
It's always exciting. As
I said to him earlier the other day, you know, you can get a couple of really top-class players in. The first game of the season, they get an injury and out. We had that a couple of years ago with Scott Rendell when he was playing for us. And
he played for everyone.
Well, but he was a really, you know, top striker at this level. 36 minutes into the opening game at Tranmere, does his
cruciate.
And that was him for the season.
Yeah.
And that was it, our star striker in 36
that's
minutes
the level,
into
that's
it.
That's the level we're at, isn't it?
You know,
that's
so, you know, it's, yeah. If I think in any football, you need to have a bit of luck when it comes to injuries and that sort of thing, you know, and take it from there. But no, it's exciting because without trying to knock people who have done things in the past, I think the way with John Katz and the way that he is a businessman and a man who's run sports teams and organisations in the United States, it is different to here, but he's got that mentality of how to run, and he's come here to look at us and he's seen what he wants to change, and I think the whole move to full time is the whole movement of the club into a much more professionally run organisation, if you want to call it like that.
Whenever I visit here, it's always been very good.
You know, I mean, we
the fans love it as well. I mean, fans are pretty fanatical, aren't they? You know,
they are. Yes, I mean, I remember playing Torquay down here in the south a couple of years ago.
Oh yeah,
you know, when we were 3-1 up, and then
I remember that.
And then Torquay came back to
what's the final?
Thrill. Yeah, they scabbed a couple
down
of late
court, down in that corner, long throw from.
They scabbed a couple of late goals. you know, so.
Well, you mean the greatest day of my life? Oh yeah, sure, yeah.
Well, that more or less secured the title, because if we'd won, it would have been, you know, quite close.
It would have been very close.
You still went up. But we did, and I think quite rightly so. I think we were the two best sides, you know. And but it was a great atmosphere, because Torquay bought a lot, and, you know, we had a big house.
It was fun, wasn't it?
When this place is full and rocking, it would be fantastic, you know. So
brilliant, Andy.
Hopefully,
it's a good game tonight.
Hopefully, for next season, we'll have fans back. I am the COVID officer, so I'm responsible for sorting out fans for the Wheelstone game when the end of the season. I've got my doubts. People keep saying, "What's going to happen about next season?" I said, "I've got no idea."
No idea. No.
You know what the government, this government, are like. They could change. I can't see full stadium straight away, but I might be wrong. You know, I mean, I can't, you know, 74,000 at Old Trafford.
Tom's your man there. Tom's on the FSA.
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure. It may well be that we start off with full stadiums, and if things start going a bit wrong, they may have to go back to doing 50%
like all
or whatever.
Of it depends on the science,
you know. But I think for a club like Club Woking, you know, even if we had to operate at 50%, we rarely get over 3,000.
Sure.
You know, a successful start may be different, but...
Brilliant. You know. I'll tell you what, we'll speak to you then. What's your prediction for the game?
Oh, I think Torquay will win.
Oh. I'm not smiling under my mask. I promise you. It's just in my eyes. I'm smiling with my eyes.
Down at the... Because we only played the other week down at Playmore.
Very recently.
And I thought we played really well, actually. And then, you know...
We bought Danny Wright, and he's not playing.
Yeah.
Is he?
No, he's not. No, and...
He got injured at Sutton.
Armani Little's not playing, who, of course, had a successful...
He did. He played very well.
Loan period here. It was a bit disappointing. It was to lose 1-0. I thought we'd done really well.
Did really well.
But, you know...
It wasn't that disappointing, but yes, I understand what you mean, Andy.
Well, it was from my point of view.
Yeah. Well, let's take your point of view.
But for this, I mean, I've gone for a 2-1 victory to Torquay, because we are struggling. We're getting players in who have never played before. We signed a...
You never know. It's a derby, this game now. It's become a derby. You never know in a derby game.
A derby game.
Blood and thunder, isn't it?
What, sort of, South Devon to...
Somehow it's become a derby.
To North Surrey, yes. Yes, that's the sort of derby we want, isn't it? So,
brilliant.
But we actually generally do have good games against Torquay.
Yeah.
It's amazing how many times we've played Torquay over the years.
All the bloody time in the FA Cup. May as well just give it. May as well just heat the balls up, I think.
Well, I thoroughly enjoyed our 1-0 victory in the FA Cup.
I'm sure you did. You've always done. I'm sure you did. Thank you, Andy. Thank you very much for that offside goal that wasn't given at the end. Was that you or no? At the end of the game, 94th minute. There we are.
It was clearly offside. Couldn't you see it? From my box here, yeah. I could see it. It was so clearly offside.
Okay, Andy.
I'm surprised that the lino even had.
I think that's enough, Andy. I'm going to shut this interview down. Thank you very much, Andy. We'll speak to you at the end of the game.
Cheers.
Interesting team sheet, isn't it, everybody? Danny Wright was walking, right? He's here. Danny Wright's here. I think he's come to be on the team coach, to be honest. I saw him in his tracksuit beforehand, and I'm hoping that's just precautionary for the Notts County game Saturday, but I'm sure we'll find out throughout the evening. It's very exciting now, Tom. Game's getting ready. There's more people than I thought would be here, Tom.
It's not half capacity crowd.
It's all the media that need to be here. We've got Neil Ardley is here. Mark Cooper. A couple of managers here. A few scouts all come to see.
Who do you reckon they've come to see?
I reckon they've come to see who they're playing next. I'm amazed Neil Ardley's here, because he's Notts County manager, but he's not anymore. Talking about Notts County. Unless he's scouting for Notts County, of course. Who knows? Who knows he's come to see? If Ben Whitford... Whitfield's not playing, so who knows? Maybe Conor Lemonet Evans.
I reckon
that's who they've come to see.
I think he's on furlough.
He's the magic tonight.
So still here.
Maybe that's what it is. Anyway, it's close to kickoff. You can hear the terrible 90s house music that gets played. And there's no children, is it? There's no children. Here they come. Here come the Yellow Army. Out they come. Out of the far end. Beautiful. Come on, you Yellows. 2-0, Tom. Two pretty quick goals. Terrible defending from brilliantly Ben Gehring. Excellent. And they're also standing around, aren't they? They're just standing around. They look knackered already.
They are. They've already gone a game. They look like they've just played a game rather than just starting a game.
And the keeper's made a worldie a couple of times already. And
it could have been a lot worse.
2-0. How are you finding watching a game having to sit on your hands and not cheer? I know it's not your first team, but more or less it is, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, there's definitely an affection there, but, you know, I'm nothing if not a professional.
I know, we're both professional reporters, Tom. Remember that. A little bit of Gary there. A little bit of Gary there, shouting on. A little bit of match atmos. Gary's just shouted, fucking loving the front two, which I think is from...
As You Like It, is it?
I think so. Lovely big header away from Asa Hall then in that corner. And Scott Bowden takes it away using his pace. Number 19. We all remember a number 19 for Torquay United, of course. Oh, and they're in. Here they are. Well, oh, there's a way. Deontay Smith beaten to it by sharing, just saying what the bloke next to me is saying now. It's a lot easier way to commentate if you just say what the bloke next to you says.
It's quite good.
It's a slight beat behind, but it's a really good technique. Maybe that's what John Watson did all those years. Just sat next to someone from ITV, repeating what they were saying. Here's Lemon Evans, Diarra, on the ball. Oh, I love football. Just taking Musa Diarra off. He's been their main player so far. So, if we get one more, this could be 5 or 6. This could be the goal difference tonight. If we get this right, playing really well. Love the yellows, really love them. Can't get enough. And I'm not expecting you to feel any sympathy for me whatsoever, but this is the hardest way to watch football. But, I mean, as I say, no sympathy. Jack Skinner. Craig Ross, the Woking keeper, who is Woking's best player by a mile, is absolutely bollocking his players. Absolutely bollocking them. It's brilliant. Aaron Downs just said one of the Woking players has got a long one. Seen him in the shower, have you, Aaron? Another Woking sub here. There's a part of me, I'm in the Lions den here. There's a part of me that they're very nice people. I'm going to say that. The Woking people are very, very nice, aren't they, Tom? Very, very nice people, the Woking people so far. We're in the Lions game.
They are. Yeah.
Not if they score here, they're not.
However,
hang on a minute. If they, as long as they clear this, they're very nice people.
They're very accommodating.
I mean, the defence has been very.
Very accommodating.
What I mean, with all these injuries, feel a little bit sorry for them. But if we don't get the 3 points,
yeah,
then I will not feel sorry for them. Since the 2 goals, it's been very, very scrappy. The ball's coming towards me. Header it. Oh, that's mine. That came right towards me then. If that was a bit higher, I could have got my head on that, I reckon. That was the way that one went. But it's been very scrappy. Good night, Tom. Could have got my head on that. Might get signed up for the goals. Very scrappy, but Torquay's so on top. But there's always that worry, you're going to just let him in. There's Conor Lemon-Evans playing beautifully tonight, running the show. Forward lines looks really good. Bowden runs all day, doesn't he? He looks all day for a 58-year-old man. He really does well. His Woking are in. Oh, back post. Get up, Ben Winter. Well done, Ben Winter. And away. I think it'll be this corner. And then I think it'll be half-time. This feels like 5 minutes now. Got to defend this. Now Aaron Downs has stepped in with a little bit of chat. Gary silent with his hands behind his back. Little twitch as he watches the corner. Be a shame to let this in now. We've been so dominant. So dominant the whole of the first half. Woking brought in 2 subs through injury. Diarra, playoff. Ross, in swinging corner, and it's gone over the bar, and that should be it. First half, there it is. There we are, Tom. Not bad, not
good
bad.
Good half of football.
Well, it was a good 20 minutes, wasn't it? And then got a bit scrappy, didn't it?
But, you know, in 45 minutes, you've seen Torquay dominant, 2-0 up,
yeah.
And the Super League fall apart.
Following the Super League falling apart at the same time. Really exciting. We miss John Cadogan, don't we?
We do.
We miss John Cadogan.
Oh,
poor old Cairo. Maybe had time to go for a wee, Tom. Have you enjoyed being at football?
This is what it's all about, isn't it?
This is what it's all about. Standing in a mask.
Standing in an empty ground.
Stadium in Surrey.
No tea or coffee, but 2 goals.
2 goals, mate.
Two very good goals. Well-taken goals.
Really fresh that defence.
And they're worked so well on top. Just got them to get the third.
5 and on the pitch, Tom. Is that unprofessional? Unprofessional?
Going on for an interview, though.
No, I'm on. Full nude.
I think your cover might be blown.
Yeah. Okay, I think you might be right. Okay, well, wait for them. Oh, they've got this. They are playing right here, right now. What are they going to do right here, right now? Maybe they should think about starting right here, right now. Here we are. Just keep going. Come on, you yellows. It's one of those. I say Lemon Hay Evans, Tom, but I don't know. Who knows? Need to ask him. When would the season be finished?
When you run on the pitch.
When I run on the pitch. When it goes to 5 and I'm on the pitch. I'll ask him. It's one of those games now that if we let one in, I believe Waters is coming on, that'll be a goal. Lovely stuff. It's classic. They are shit. But we could easily, like, the old talkie would just let this be 2-2. This would be 2-2, but this won't be 2-2. He says, Dean Moxey is an absolute Rolls Royce. Just a brilliant, brilliant player for us. Even forgive him, his Exeter City connections have been playing beautifully. He comes a long throw from Dean Moxey. Billy Waters coming on any minute. Who's coming off? Jake Andrews coming off. Hope he's not injured. Oh, he looks injured. Oh, well, Billy Waters coming on. How's he look on the bench? He's all right. He's all right. Need him for Saturday. Jake Andrews is getting one of those ice bags on a part of his body. Currently being prepared. It's a bag with some ice in it. Not just some peas, which should be as good. Don't know why they don't just carry peas. And then also they've got something to referee. Also got something to eat on the way back. wasn't worth the joke. Woken getting back into this for a team called Skinner. Very came on as a sub. Winter flying down the right wing at the moment. It's Randall. I'd like us to move the ball into the box a bit quicker. Ace the hall with the ball. Gives it to Waters digging in, cutting inside onto his right foot. Looks back to Hall. Lovely touch. Lovely ball. Oh, it's cut out and here come Woking again on the right hand side. Dean Moxey shutting him down. And there's Skinner on the ball again. Looks good, Skinner. He looks a good player. It's one of their youth team, I think. Sherry's just told everyone to fuck off. Gary saying move the ball quicker. Move the ball quicker, of course. We all know that. Taking it quickly. Moxey, little bit of know-how, knocks it to Waters. Oh, the ref's called it back. It was lovely to watch as well. Move the ball quicker. Billy Waters, everyone agrees. Gary agrees. Tom Greatrex agrees. The Woking FC stream commentators, they agree that Billy Waters should have shot. We can all agree that Billy Waters should have shot there. Why didn't he shoot? We'll never know. I don't expect even Billy knows. Tom Greatrex is doing an official FSA call, bit of official business.
By the collective opinion, will and action of supporters, players, managers and all those that love football. So that's what we've seen over the last 24 hours. And it shows why the need for reform of governance in football in England is absolutely necessary. And the work that Tracy Crouch's review is going to undertake.
Doesn't he sound grown up? Like an actual grown up? Like he actually does the job he says he does.
As though their views don't matter. And when it comes to the basic sporting integrity, then that's something that fans and players and managers have demonstrated in the last 24 hours they will stand up for. And that is a good thing. Well, I think it's a spectacular miscalculation. This was an attempt to leverage other changes. I think they've underestimated the collective will of those that love football, play football, and are involved in football, and assumed wrongly that could all be overridden by
financial
interests.
And I think
that's what we've seen.
It's all going off now, isn't it? Like politics going on, interviews, people commentating. This is it, but it's like in the Dean Moxey, Gary Warren's coming on. Who's coming off? Gary Warren, lovely to see the return of Gary Warren. Tom's doing an interview with some highfalutin thing. I wonder if he's... There we are. Who's coming off?
Cheers. See you. Bye.
Who was that, Tom?
PA Sport.
PA Sport, and you were just giving some quotes for the FSA, were you?
Live reaction to a remarkable evening. I said Torquay are playing brilliantly and they're 2-0 up.
That's true, absolutely true. Unfortunately, Dean Moxey is down on the floor. We do not need Dean Moxey to be injured, especially with Ryan Law going back. We will find out. Is the ref? Absolute Rolls Royce for player Dean Moxey. Hunting them down. No trouble. Yep, there we are. Very quiet now here at Woking FC. Gary Warren's come on. Go on, Dawlish. Just to let you know that the shithousing has begun. The shithousing has begun. It's about that time. 15 to 20 minutes to go. It might have been an elbow. Is Ben Gehring in trouble? Lino's called it, no. Gone very quiet in the stadium. And once again, it's one of those very odd football experiences which you can't explain unless you're here, really. It's a bit like playing football in the museum. Or it's like trying to have a kick around in a library. Not even a library. A night at the museum, Tom's just called it. It's very nice. Does Woking have a museum? What would be in Woking's museum? Who knows? The cards, Tom suggested. Very good. So he's been silly now. Now he's not doing some interview about the Super League. That particular bit of shithousing going down was Scott Bowden. Getting warmed up, ready to come on now. Who's coming on? I'm assuming Josh Romero will come on, or Olaf. Who's coming on? Pretty good to see. Bowden's going off in the 19 shirt. Can't see the number at the moment. Very quiet. I'm hoping. Well, maybe he is injured. Josh Romero coming on. The Prince. Come on, Josh. A couple of goals. You need it. Oh, no. Bowden's kind of come back on, I think. Any minute now. 20 minutes to go. Come on, Torquay, see it out. Yeah, Bowden's coming off. Romero's coming. I mean, I don't know why I'm saying all this, because most of you will have watched the stream. I just will add that we're not a Torquay podcast. Just add that. But Josh Romero coming on now. It's very quiet, I suppose. I don't suppose directors and pros and the only people speaking is the commentator. It's a bit worrying. I keep forgetting the word commentator. Yes, Tom. Andy. Good old Andy. Thank you, Andy. The constant calling for fouls against Josh Romero begins. It's not been a very good second half. Very bitty. No one's really got going. I think Torquay have played within themselves. No real chances. Ball's been slow into the box from Torquay. Skinner's played well in the midfield for Woking. That's about it. I think Torquay have been conserving energy a bit, playing within themselves. Just trying to see the game out, which is the professional way to do it, isn't it? Get the points. That was almost football punditry. So that looked like a penalty, and Tom reminded me, it might have been. I'm very neutral and professional, and that is true, because we're not a Torquay United podcast. Working free kick. Float. Two flat and in, comes back out. Skinner, and then a Torquay on the run. Here we go. Bowden. Who's up front? Boost. Bowden's not even on. Bowden's off. Ooh, it's gone for a corner. Very annoying. I just want to see this game out now, if I'm honest. And so scrappy second half. I think I don't know anything about football. Great save from Kov there. It's been coming though. We've got to bloody get out the other end and score. We're going to let him back in if we're not careful. Give Woking their due. They have played better second half. Oh, that's gone in. Nope. Over his head. Coughlan picks it up. Probably get a hamstring injury any minute now. Coughlan. One of those ones. Tom's disappointed. Let's find out why.
One thing I'm disappointed with tonight, not meeting Ray. I thought Ray would be here.
Ray and Dave, they only turn up for the home games, Tom.
They're big games.
They do it off the stream. Because they don't need to travel, mate. They've got the... Okay. Come on, back at the old stomping ground. Sam Sherring really likes telling, but just like everything to fuck off. Just like, not necessarily a person or just the situation. Just enjoys telling it to fuck off. I wanted to say something about Josh O'Meara out there, but the body language, it's just, I don't know, it doesn't look good. It doesn't look like someone who wants to be here, to be honest. Hope I'm wrong. Never sat behind Gary for a match before. And he just is non-stop on him. Non-stop, the energy, the motivation, the whole time. Asking questions of him, telling him to work, the whole time. He's a real, real masterclass in getting a team going, getting the boys, lads, and the team going. Giving them the impetus. Gary, keeping them going. It's 90th minute. Gary's still on them like it's the first, and there it is. 3 points for the Yellows. What do you think, Tom?
I think that was a thoroughly professional performance.
Very professional second half.
And doing the job.
Did the job.
Set ourselves up nicely for the last few games.
Exactly. Let's go. Ourselves. Tom said ourselves. He loves Fulham. There it is, Andy. You called it. Busy night for you. Lot of subs.
Well, unfortunately, more injuries. That's the worry.
Yeah.
We're not sure about Musa because he is observing Ramadan. Possible that because of, you know, fasting, he was struggling a bit, but poor old Tommy looks like he's done his hamstring, so that's another injury worry. Yeah.
Some impressive youngsters. Skinner looked good. Very good.
Skinner's he's impressed as he's come on, and young Leo Hamlin, he's had a couple of outings now. So I mean, to be perfectly honest, after how shall I put it, gifting.
Gifted
two goals to Torquay.
Special agent Gehring.
Yes. He's going to claim an assist for that, I think. I think actually we kept it quite well to keep it back to 2-0.
Yeah.
And actually in that second half, especially in that latter part of the second half, I think we gave it quite a go.
You really did.
Torquay resorted just to sort of boot it a bit.
We did.
At this stage of the season, for Torquay's point of view, it's three points.
At least you haven't given up like Wealdstone. 6-0. Stop playing.
6-0, 2-7.
Exactly.
Certainly, it could be an interesting game at the end of the season.
There we are.
Between us and them, it could be like 7-all or something.
Exactly, right? Yeah, it's going to be great. Get fans in here for that, it'd be brilliant.
Well, we'll see if they want to come or not, but yes.
Well, thanks very much for having us, appreciate it.
No, hopefully, obviously, I know one person on the here was happy tonight, so...
Oh, good stuff, thanks a lot, cheers.
All right.
Good night, cheers. Yeah. Right. Back in the car. Yes! Let it all out, Tom!
It's all right.
Pretty boring second half, but that's the way it goes, wasn't it? It was good for us because we didn't have to sort of hold on to too much second half, did we?
So not blow the cover.
There we are.
Didn't know
what you mean cover, Tom. I was there doing a professional job.
You were very.
I will say the people of Woking FC were very, very nice.
Yes,
and
I think they rumbled you though.
I think they did, and I apologise for anything I've ever said against Woking FC.
They are.
But I do hope we never play them ever again. No, I hope they go up. I hope we play them in League Two.
Do you?
Yes, Tom. No, yes, I do. And all the time, Tom was managing the demolishing of the Super League in the background. So that is it. Anyway, look, we all miss John Cadogan. It's never the same without him to sprinkle his magic here.
Come back, Cairo,
Cadogan. On the ice, you all. We'll try and knock this up into some sort of shape. But I think normal service will be resumed next week. Yellow Army on the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.